prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Life is like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpets sound. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 9 August 2022. Welcome to tonight's program. And I hope you've been thinking today about any question you may have about health issues. Because tonight we have one of the finest medical minds in the world with us. Been with us now off and on for several years. His name is Dr. Rodrigo Rodriguez, with BioCare Hospital, situated in Tijuana, Mexico. And folks, I've been there myself twice, and I got to tell you what, it's not like a regular hospital. I'll just describe more in a minute, but we're going to talk to him, and I'm going to ask him a question about my wife's problem, Marcia Jean, who found out weeks ago she has osteoporosis really bad. And we're going to discuss that in a minute. And take your phone calls, too, about health issues. I hope you'll call about any health issue you may have. I don't care if it's an ingrown toenail. Whatever it is, you call us at 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. Now, don't forget, we are going to have Bible study this weekend. Starts at 10:30 a.m. Eastern. 10:30, we start, of course, with prayer requests and prayer reports. Just a little bit of time together to talk with each other before we get into anything really serious as far as current events and teaching go. You can join us, if you like, by going to our website, PastorButch.com, PastorButch.com, and click on live stream. And there will be. Now, if you don't have internet, you want to call, you want to listen on the phone, you can call 339-209-5013. 339-209-5013. So join us if you can. Now, as I said, yesterday, tomorrow night, I won't be here. Kevin Gallagher will be here, and folks, you don't want to miss this broadcast. Oh my, he's got information that you're going to want to hear. Talk about the beast system at work. Kevin Gallagher will go into some quite a bit of detail tomorrow night, so don't miss program tomorrow night, whatever you do. And tomorrow's office day, of course, Chris will be here. Because I won't be here at least in the morning, maybe not at all tomorrow, but she'll be here in the morning. And Shannon will be helping her also, because sometimes it gets so busy. So you can talk to Crystal or Shannon if you want to place an order, ask any questions, or whatever you might want to do. Or just call and give them a hard time. That's perfectly fine, too. You can also order a few T-shirts left. We have a couple XXL, and I think a small or two, and that's it. The ones saved, always saved books, still available for $5 a piece. That's $2.50 off the regular price if you want them. And I'll make mention one more thing. We put all my three volumes of Words of Wisdom Instruction from God's Word, all in one book. It's 300-some pages, folks, of all the books combined together. Easier storage that way, easier to find them. They sent the first batch to us, and there were some mistakes in it, so they had to redo them. But they sent the book when it gets out will be $28 or $25.95, I believe it is, when it's all put together. But these books they sent to us has mistakes in them. And we're going to just basically let you have those, I don't know, $10, whatever. I don't care. Whatever you want to do. If you don't mind having with some mistakes in them. We cut the mistakes or corrected them. But if you want something just to have, I hate to just throw them in the trash can, folks. If you pay postage, it'll be about $10. I think postage is like $4 or whatever. If you give enough cover postage, whatever, we'll send them right out to you. It's all three, the last three books in one volume. Again, there's mistakes in them. But if you want them, I don't want them in the trash can. If you want one, just call tomorrow at 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. 304-846-4448. So please call if you like. And tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock Eastern, I'll be doing a graveside service for a dear, very dear friend, Glenn Wiley. And as y'all know, I talk about his wife, Norma. We're blessed to have her. We get fresh milk, fresh butter from her, and fresh eggs. She's in her late 70s and never stops. I mean, what a, I don't want to say about it. She'd work circles around me. But please pray that tomorrow I'll bring the message of comfort to the family. Glenn was ready to go. He loved the Lord. He served the Lord with all his heart. I know where he has went to be with our Savior. But the family, we need comforting, folks, although they know where he is too. It still hurts to lose a loved one. So pray tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock at Eastern Time. I'll do the right things to glorify our Father. Now, tonight, I said our guest is Dr. Rodrigo Rodriguez of BioCare Hospital. And I'm going to bring him up and let him, for the new listeners, I know we have new listeners all the time. I want to bring him up and let him tell them very quickly who he is, how long he's been a doctor, and how to get started in alternative medicine, especially in a hospital that has been so successful, folks. I personally have spoken to people that he has cured. See, in Mexico, you can say that word. Here in America, you can't say that. We're the free country. Remember that, okay? In Mexico, he's cured them with natural healing ways. He may have to use some conventional things to get him started, but he's finished curing their situation, whether it be cancer or different issues, with natural supplements and the right kind of eating. He's helped thousands upon thousands of people over the last many decades. So if you have any questions tonight, you feel free to call about your health issues. Dr. Rodriguez, are you there?
I'm here, Pastor Birch. Thank you for having me in your show. It's always a privilege to be with you.
Well, it's always a joy to have you in here, brother. It really is. I just, like I say many times, I wish you weren't far away from us. I love to come and see myself about every 6 months just for a tune-up, but you know, it's just not possible this far away. But I do want to thank you, though, for having Marsh and I down there to see the hospital and what you helped us through when we were down there, the things that we learned while we were down there. Folks, they did tests on us I never heard of, and I wish everybody could go through the blood test where they just draw some blood out, prick your finger, draw blood out, and show it to you under a slide. If you want to see God's creation at its best, you should see your red blood cells and your white blood cells moving alive. And the white blood cells sparkle like diamonds, like multifaceted diamonds. It's amazing. And we have people to actually think this all happened by evolution. How damnably stupid that is. But Dr. Rodriguez, tell the folks a little bit about yourself very quickly. How long have you been practicing medicine, and when did you start doing the holistic type medicine, and why you did it? Go ahead.
Well, I have been a doctor for over 50 years. I graduated actually in 1968, so if you can think of those years. and the reason why I started doing what now we call alternative medicine is simply because I was very concerned about that everything I had learned in medical school only went so far. And I knew something was missing. We were not getting the job done. We were not getting everything we could get. And the more I started thinking in a different direction and trying to find out what was the difference. I was fortunate enough to meet a fantastic doctor, and when I met her, she was getting tremendous results. So I asked her, what do you do that we don't know? And then she said, nutrition. I said, come on, don't tell me that. I think that's not enough. Well, we were friends for the rest of her life. She passed away already, unfortunately. But I learned a lot from her, and more importantly, I learned a different pathway. I already had it
Dr. Rodriguez, I want to just say this. So you thought, you were like most doctors. You just thought there was that nutrition was the answer all the way. You that's what you believed.
You know what? In my time, right now it's even a little bit better, but in my time, the mere thought that food could make a difference in how a patient did was insane. You didn't talk about it. I remember the times, for example, of Ronald Reagan, when he developed his colonic cancer, that people were saying anyone that associates food to cancer is a quack. So just think of the times, and that's not far, far away. I mean, we all lived through those years, so it's actually very, very close to us. And the unfortunate part is that the more we go, the less we care, and the less we take things for granted. You said it before, we are wonderful piece of machinery.
Yes.
Nobody, no head, nobody, no scientist could ever design something so perfect as a human being. We were a wonderful creation. We were created to perfection. But when we were created, we were given the rules. We were given a lot of rules, and all you have to do, I don't have to tell you, but all you have to do is go to Genesis, for example, or go to Leviticus and see that when God created us, he said, and I give you these animals and plants and etc. for your nourishment. But then we took all the foods that we had, and then we started changing them. We sent them to a factory. We extracted a lot of the good stuff from them so we could sell it again. To give you a good example is like milk. I mean, milk today, you buy it five times. You used to buy milk and get your butter, your cream, your everything in that milk.
That's
today,
right.
you get a diluted milk because supposedly the fat in milk is bad for you.
I gotta say this, Dr. Rodriguez. What God created, man is deemed bad for us. So man changed it to make a profit off of it, and it makes us sick. Wouldn't you think that we would know better than that?
I don't know when, but right now it's I'm dismayed about these things that are happening. We're dropping sick of a lot of illnesses. We think of COVID as a terrible thing, but think again. I mean, how many people are we killing every day from cancer or diabetes or high blood pressure or stroke or things like that? You see, we literally are dropping dead because of illnesses that we are inflicting ourselves because our lifestyle, because of a lack of physical activity, because of lack of sleeping and resting methods, because of the type of food that we eat. And not only that, you know, we have also created bad foods because, going back to the milk example, cows should be eating grass, should be grazing.
Sure.
And they're not. They're given corn. They're given seeds. Well, that's not what a cow should be eating. So if you have a bad food source, well, you're going to have a bad food. So when you get the milk from cows that have been caged and given grains, your milk is not going to be good quality. You need free-roaming, grazing animals. You need grass-fed animals that roam freely.
That's true with chickens or anything else.
And yes, because after all, those animals need their liberty. They're moving around. They're eating what they were meant to eat, because God designed all of that. And then you get somebody with a white coat and a blackboard telling you that, oh, no, this is very bad for you. You and I, you remember this very distinctly. You and I lived through the times where all of a sudden you got up one morning and somebody told you eggs are bad for you, which used to be a staple food for America that created the fantastic, the huge country that we are. Well, somebody decided eggs are not good for you. And right now, you can go to a supermarket and buy egg whites in a box. You wonder, what is this? This cannot be food. You cannot even label this as a food, let alone if you label carbohydrates or whatever. That shouldn't even be called food or powder things and things that come in a can and so on.
I'm convinced right now, listening to our voice, somewhere around the world, somebody has never tasted a fresh egg. They buy them out of the store. From a hen-raised chickens. Somebody's never tasted a fresh egg. But I want to tell you, folks, the difference between a fresh egg and a store-bought egg, flavor-wise, is tremendous. But it's just the color of the yolk in a free-ranging chicken is so much richer, so much more nutritious. And the fats and cholesterols in eggs are actually good for your body. They don't cause physical problems. The egg is almost a perfect food. It's got things in there that you need, protein and fats, all that's in there. But you buy them out of the store, they're lacking much of the nutrients that you need. And if you buy milk out of the store, it's been destroyed. It's no longer nutritious at all. There's nothing there to feed you. In whole milk, you get everything that Dr. Rodriguez said. You get the cream, you get the fats, you get the proteins, you get all the right kind of bacteria for your gut. All that's in there. Is that not true, Dr. Rodriguez?
Absolutely. Absolutely right. We're not eating what we should have. Food, like you said it perfectly all right. Eggs have been mentioned as the 100% food. In other words, that means that almost 100% of everything that's within an egg is going to be usable, is going to be nutritional, is going to be important for human nutrition. So if you didn't have anything else to eat but eggs, that would be absolutely perfect. Yet, you and I lived through years where they told us, don't eat eggs because they're bad for you.
Yep.
You see, and not only eggs. We talked about milk. We can talk about a lot of things. Another good example is orange juice. You buy a yellow liquid filled with sugar instead of peeling an orange and eating the whole orange, because orange is not only vitamin C. It is biotin. It's flavonoids. It's quercetin. And all those things are on the wedge of the orange. Actually, this white part of the wedge, this skin on the wedge of the orange, is highly anti-inflammatory. They're even making medications out of it for anti-inflammation. And what do? We squeeze the orange and we throw it out. And I tell people when I'm giving a conference, I said, if God wanted us to have orange juice, oranges would be like coconuts. You drill a hole, put a straw, and drink the juice. But that's not the way oranges were created. You see, they were created to be peeled and eaten like an apple. Chew the apple, chew the skin, even the seeds, because the Bible says, eat the fruit and the seeds thereof. So we have to open our book and read and review and obey. It's that simple.
I agree.
And one of the big problems that I have seen through my medical years is that when I see a patient, I see it's somebody that has been neglected. Because on one hand, we think we have this sense of entitlement. Well, I should have this, I should have that, I should have my shake, I should have my hamburger, I should eat my big steak. I work very hard, so I deserve a 16-ounce steak or that type of thing. But then you get sick. Simply because you didn't obey. And when I see patients coming into the hospital, many times I see so much neglect that you have to almost start all over again. Hydration, good food, intravenous nutrition, targeted supplementation. We have to start from scratch because
Doctor, a very quick question. Many foods are good for you, but overeating good foods, like you mentioned steak, a piece of steak won't hurt you in moderation. But if you become a glutton, it becomes like a poison to you, doesn't it?
It's a sin. It's as simple as that.
It's gluttony. It's gluttony.
Yeah. That's a sin. So what you have to do is you have to be obedient, and you have to be humble. You see, you have to be frugal. You have to say, okay, this is enough. Thank God for whatever you got. Thank God for the nourishment. But don't overdo it. Don't overdo one type of food. We have grown to believe that protein is animal protein. But when we actually eat, we are needing just very few amounts of protein every day. We don't really need a lot. We need actually very little. If you are a 200-pound person, you need around 200 grams of protein, and that's...
And what would that be? What would it be? Two to three eggs?
Two and a half ounces. No, that would be an egg and a half. That would be a 2-3 ounce steak. That would be a 2-3 ounce fish, piece of fish. So it's very little. Now consider that that's not the only source of protein, because if you eat what you should be eating, if you're eating legumes like beans and garbanzos and lentils, they contain protein. Tomatoes contain some form of protein. Wheat contains some form of protein. And in the vegetable world, many times they complement each other. We need a special combination of amino acids, which are the building blocks of protein. And one thing that always has amazed me is that wheat, that doesn't have all the amino acids we need, complements itself with tomatoes. Tomatoes have the amino acids that wheat is missing, and vice versa, which says, and then you think, is that why we love Italian food? Because pasta and tomatoes, from the medical point of view, make a lot of sense. A well-done pizza makes a lot of sense. The problem with pizza, for example, is that you get a lot of the bad fats, a lot of the bad things, a lot of the processed things. But if you just raise your dough and you just put real tomatoes and real thing in it and just oven it, you're going to have a perfect, very savory food that we all love. Just don't go and buy it in a fast food place, because they're going to use the cheap things, the refined flour, the bad fats. They even put sugar on their pizzas. I've seen it. If you go to a commercial pizza place, they use sugar because it makes it softer, and because it allows the pizza to become soft longer time.
And isn't sugar habit forming?
Suffice to say that sugar gratifies the same centers that coke. So they go to the same places of gratification in the brain. So sugar is habit forming, and that's why it is so difficult to get rid of the habit of eating refined sugar. But and the other big problem with sugar is it is pro-inflammatory. A lot of inflammation happens when we eat a lot of sugar. And sugar is one of the big problems in our time. Some children, for example, eat more sugar a year than their body weight. An 8-year-old, for example, a 6-year-old might be having a year more sugar than their body weight. And you see it. You see that people, we're growing fatter, as a society. All I ask you to do is go to your, we still have pictures. We don't need a digital world. We all still have pictures around there, and open your boxes, open your drawers, look for pictures, and you can see 20 years, 30, 40 years ago, and look at everybody in the pictures. Everybody's leaner than what we are today, and at given the same age, of course, we tend to gain weight as we grow older. But no, the people that are in their 20s were leaner than people that are in their 20s today. Why? Because as a society, we're growing fatter. And that's a problem. That is the warning that we're calling for metabolic syndrome, that we're calling for inflammatory disease, that we're calling for all these immunological diseases and disorders. And that brings, of course, the deadly diseases. That brings cancer. That brings dementia. That means Alzheimer. Alzheimer has been called diabetes type 3. That is how connected it is with sugar. And so on. So all we have to do is be obedient and say, okay, I want to be a little bit more humble, more frugal, and understand what and why am I eating. If we understand that, then we're going to start doing things a lot better. So, you know, for example, let me tell you this. I love cooking. That's one of my things. Because we have a hospital that has a large kitchen, because we like to take care of our patients and show them that good food is not necessarily grass, not necessarily eating like a rabbit. You can have a lot of fun and having a lot of good food. So every day, almost every day, I have conversation with the cooks. We think of ideas. And in that note, I got a book from Auguste Escoffier. Auguste Escoffier is the man behind the Hotel Ritz cuisine in Paris. He was, by many considered the father of French cuisine as we know it today. And in one of his most important books, he begins by saying that it's very important for people to remember that food makes the vase of nourishment that should repair and should enhance all the physical forces within the body and keep an equilibrium within it, without which life is going to cease to exist. That's how important this man feels. So it's not only, and this is something that I tell many times people. Think what you're eating, what you're eating.
Hang on to the break and don't get that thought. Just hang on to that, folks. Lines open. You want to talk to us? 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. What's your problem? What's your health problem, folks? Just talk about it tonight. We get a man here that will help you and can help you. Don't go away.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Many experts and prophets say the great food shortage is coming in a few months. Most long-term food storage companies charge $9,000 to $10,000 for one person for 1 year. Joseph Kitchen does it not for half that price or a third that price, but Go to Joseph Kitchen and get long-term emergency food for about $1,000 per person per year. We'll show you how to take the wheat, like in the days of Joseph the Pharaoh, grind it in 30 seconds, put it into a bread machine, push a button, 2 hours, 20 minutes later, you have a nice, hot, nutritious loaf of whole wheat bread. It'll cut your food costs, and many say it's very delicious and nutritious. There is not one food a human can live on, but whole wheat bread may be the closest. If you go to Joseph's Kitchen, use the promo code BUTCH, you'll get a $50 discount, and it helps call to decision. That's Joseph Kitchen, promo code BUTCH, for a $50 discount on what might be the cheapest and maybe the best thing to eat. JosephKitchen.com, promo code BUTCH.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Demand of Foods, the best unstable foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Demand a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Nemana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wildcrafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is war. Hear me what I'm saying.
Folks, we got back to the phone lines open at 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. No one's called in, so I'm going to ask Dr. Rodriguez a question about my help meet, Marsha Jean. Dr. Rodriguez, this coming November will make Marsha and I 51 years together. That's not too bad, is it?
No, that's fantastic. Congratulations.
Well, you know, I figured we've been together this long, we just won't stay together till we're finished now. But anyway, well, I've been blessed. I've been very blessed with a good family, a good wife. You met her. You know she's a good woman. She has a good heart and wants to do what's right the best she can, always has. But she's had health issues for a long time, and it's just been up and down with her, as you know, from being with her yourself. But 3 years ago, her right shoulder started bothering really badly. They finally had to do reverse shoulder replacement. It didn't work. The doctor did it. I don't know if he did a bad job or not. I'm not going to say on that. I don't know. But it didn't work. So she has to have it redone. It's really hurting her badly. She has to have it done the 26th this month. Has to have it, another replacement done. But in the meantime, she's had herpes. She's had shingles. They're gone. And then her pelvic bone cracked. We didn't know that. But she has started having really bad pain in her left groin, really bad pain when she's trying to walk and turn over anything else. We went to the doctor, and he sent us to a specialist, and they did x-rays and found out her pelvic had cracked on top because she has osteoporosis. And she still can hardly walk yet. It's been 3 months now. And she has to have a shoulder replaced, and I'm really concerned about that with the shoulder. You know, being up in a cast that's stuck up in the air with a piece of metal rod holding it up, and I'm barely able to walk. I'm a little concerned about a lot of things, mainly because if she would happen to fall or something now with this situation she has, it could be all over for her. Break a hip, it could be finish her off. What would you recommend that we could do to help maybe rebuild some bone, strengthen the bones in some way? What would be a good idea? I know we do calcium, some calcium, we do potassium, we're doing what we can, but what do you recommend?
I don't know. Do you know what is her vitamin D level?
She takes vitamin D a huge amount every week. I don't know what, I think it's like 50,000. I don't know. It's way up there.
Okay, I would probably recommend some enzymes, some proteolytic enzymes, and I'll tell you what it is. It's a product called Novenzyme. They're basically vegetable enzymes that are going to improve the inflammatory process. And magnesium is critical. You're going to do calcium without magnesium, because it is not exactly what you want to do. You want to give magnesium at the same time you're doing the calcium. Actually, many of the calcium supplements will contain magnesium in good amounts.
Okay. All right.
You see?
So how much do you take of each one of them? Yes.
Oh, okay. If you're going to do enzymes, proteolytic enzymes, you're going to need about three capsules with every meal to keep inflammation down, pain down. It's going to help pain, because pain comes from inflammation. And the magnesium, probably like 300 milligrams a day. That would be very important. Also, because the magnesium not only helps the bone, not only helps the calcium, but also helps the vitamin D. So by putting them all together, you're going to go a longer way than if you don't. So you have to put them together in order to get the best possible results.
Well, we know that vitamin D from the sun is the best, period. How much sunshine should she expose herself to when it's a beautiful day outside to get enough vitamin D?
You don't need need too much. You need like 15, 20 minutes. But there is one little piece of bad news I have to give you. As we grow older, our ability to turn vitamin, the provitamin into the actual vitamin D goes down. As it goes down, it makes it harder to get the vitamin D. That's why older people have more problems with vitamin D, because even if you get sunlight, you are not as efficient as you used to be as a child, for example. So it's always good to supplement. It's always good to test first and to supplement to make sure we have enough. Because also vitamin D not only helps the bones, but helps equilibrium, helps neurological balance, helps immunological balance. It helps many things. Actually, vitamin D is works much more as a hormone rather than just a vitamin.
Okay. Now, you may just made a comment and it caught my attention, because I noticed my balance is not as good as it used to be. I work with that. I go to the gym 3 times a week and work out, and I try to work with some balance, different things. But I'll be 74 next month on the 7th, and I noticed my balance isn't what it was. So vitamin D would help my balance?
I would give you 10,000 units a day. Try it for 3 weeks and let me know. It's going to. It is very efficient. It acts very fast, and as soon as you start replacing it, you start doing it very well. Now, be serious about it. I mean, many people tell me, "I take vitamin D. I take 1,000 units a day." That's not good for anything. It's better that if you do, let's say, 10,000 units a day for 2-3 months, and stop for 2-3 months, and then go back on it, and you can feel, you can notice the difference in only couple of weeks, 3 weeks. You can feel your balance, you can feel your strength, you can feel your ability to walk in better way.
Really?
Yeah, it can do wonderful things for you.
And how many units a day?
10,000.
Wow.
10,000.
What you talk about, capsule, I assume?
Yeah. Most of the time you can get it in capsules that are 125 micrograms, which is 5,000 units. You take two of those every day, which is 10,000 units for 2 to 3 months, and you're going to feel the difference. But you're going to feel the difference in just 2-3 weeks. And
well,
you keep on it for
capsules. I don't keep interrupting. Capsules, you talking about the heart capsules?
No, capsule is a soft thing that has like an oil inside.
Okay. All right, yeah, okay. All right, that makes more sense.
Vitamin D is a vitamin that dilutes very well in fats. So actually what you see in that capsule inside is an oil where they deposit the vitamin D.
Okay, 10,000 units a day. I'm gonna start that. I've got to find a little stronger potency somewhere. But I'm gonna start taking that ASAP.
Oh, you can get them anywhere: Costco, Walmart, you name it.
Now, are there any difference in quality of vitamins and where you get them from?
Well, if you buy, let me tell you something. I have to vouch for that. Walmart, and I know it from a good source. It's very careful about choosing the supplements they sell. So normally I ask people, when they don't have to go to a pharmacy or anything like that, don't even buy it online. Go to Walmart and see what they have. Because I know they have a whole department that does this shopping and that gets these products, and they're actually kind of responsible. So I would go for that. Yeah.
Really? Okay. So 10,000 units a day. That sounds like a lot, but apparently it's what you need.
No, that's what you need. One of the problems that we had with vitamin D is that we used to take too little. You see, if you look at supplements, let's say only for 2 years ago, you're going to see that they have 500, 1,000, 2,000 at the most. But now we know that you need a lot more. That's why now you can go to any place and buy 5,000 unit capsules. And you're going to take two every day. And they're going to do it for about 3 months' time. And you let me know how. I know you're going to feel a lot better. You're going to notice the difference when you walk, when you move, with your balance and everything.
You know, it's amazing. As you get older, things do change. Things deteriorate your body,
yeah.
Whether you like it or not. Those things happen, and it can be very frustrating. I know that when I walk. I like to go in the woods sometimes, and I still like to hunt, and I walk through the woods. Walking through the woods sometimes, getting tougher, because I trip over things that I didn't used to trip over. My feet don't come up as high. So I got to be conscious of that now. Before, you just took it for granted, but that does change.
It does.
So, I mean, it's just things you have to adjust to. Let's take a phone call from Pennsylvania. Let's talk to our friend Daryl. Daryl, come on in. Welcome.
Hi, Pastor Butch and Dr. Rodriguez. And what a wonderful guest again. And I always enjoy hearing Dr. Rodriguez. And I'm as you know, Pastor, first off, I want to ask prayer. I want to ask prayer for continued prayer for Dr. Carrie Madej.
Yes,
she's healing up, but she's still got a little healing to go there. She had some very, very serious injuries. So
yes,
I'm asking prayer, medical help for God's healing, I should put. Not that I don't put that much trust in most doctors, although Dr. Rodriguez, I do put that trust in. He's a darn good doctor. And anyway, so for Dr. Carrie Madej for continued healing, and also for Marcia Jean, and super healing for her. I know Pastor Butch is very concerned about her, and travel mercies for Pastor Butch when he's traveling around doing funerals and taking Marcia Jean for medical appointments. So for travel mercies for Pastor Butch Paw there, please.
Well, thank you.
And I'm Pastor Butch. This two-page thing that I did up on courageous Christians that are worthy of our prayers, well, I want to add Dr. Rodriguez to this. And
well,
so I want to make sure that my information is correct on
thank
here.
You.
So I've got, and Dr. Rodriguez, thank you so much for everything you do. I got on here Dr. Rodrigo Rodriguez, and I'm going to spell it slowly. R-O-D-R-I-G-O, Rodrigo Rodriguez. R-O-D-R-I-G-U-E-S.
It's a Z. It's a Z.
What is
Ends
it?
In Z. Ends in Z.
Rodriguez Z.
Yeah, zebra.
It's the last letter is a Z. It's in zebra.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Other than that, is perfect.
And then okay, so R O D R I G U E C is in Zulu or zebra.
Correct.
I got on here. Great Mexican Christian medical doctor, 1-800-701-7345. Is that correct?
That's perfect, yes.
Okay, I'll go ahead and send a copy of this off to Pastor Butch and Phil Hudock. And thank you again, Dr. Rodriguez.
No, I thank you.
On the end of his name. And thank you, Doctor. You just come across, just listening to you, as a compassionate, and you're everything that Pastor Butch has raved about you and praised you for. You're the epitome of a compassionate medical doctor, a Christian doctor. So God bless you both. And Pastor Butch, I hope to be talking again with you soon.
All right, buddy. Talk to you soon. What a sweet phone call. Great. Let's go to
absolutely.
Mike.
Very sweet.
That was very sweet. Let's go to Mike in North Carolina. Mike, come on in.
Thank you, Butch. Dr. Rodriguez?
Yes, sir.
Rodriguez, I was wondering if I could call and talk to you at the 701-7345 number sometime during the week.
Okay, yeah. You say you're going to call me?
Yes, sir. I've got a lot of health issues, and I'm really very concerned about what's going on with me. And I called and talked to a couple of people there. They said they would arrange for a doctor to speak with me, and I thought that it would be you. But when I called back, it was a lady, and I had a lot of questions about.
Okay, please, I'm going to ask you, call again, and just don't say what's up with Dr. Rodriguez. I want to talk to Dr. Rodriguez and ask them, or tell them, Dr. Rodriguez is expecting my call, because I will be expecting your call. Please call me tomorrow, please call me immediately, and just tomorrow morning, and we'll start the conversation. I'm sorry for that, but if anyone wants to call me, you can say very freely, I want to talk to Dr. Rodriguez, okay? I don't like when people think, well, you might be busy. Well, that's what my time is for. My time is for you. So if you call, you say, I want to talk to Dr. Rodriguez. He's expecting my call.
Okay, I'll do that. And what time is good? I know you're about 3 hours behind me.
Yeah, I'm in Pacific time. You can find me between probably for sure between 9 and 12. So that would be 12 to 3 your time.
Right, right.
Yes, sir. And I will call you on. I'll call you. And I will for be sure.
And I will be expecting your call.
Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Rodriguez.
All right. Folks, I need that number. All right, but I talk to you soon. Folks, you heard the number to call. It's 800, toll-free call, 701-7345. Talk to Dr. Rodriguez. He would love to talk to you. I promise he will. Now, the phone line's still open here. If you want to call in tonight, you have time if you like. At 844-769-2944. Now, Dr. Rodriguez, I don't mean to beat the topic to death, but getting older does change things. Whether you like it or not, it does happen. It's just life. It changes things. So vitamin D for balance is important. I'm going to give that a shot immediately. I take it already, but obviously not enough of it. So I should know something probably within a month, probably, you think?
Out of it at least a month, and you're going to notice a difference. I know if you go with it for a month, you will not stop it.
Okay. All right. Folks, you heard that now. I know out there in the night, other people beside me, when you get some years on, you start noticing a difference in your body and your balance and everything else. I mean, it's life. It isn't pleasant, but it's life. That's what life is. You grow older and things change. But taking care of your body will make a big difference. And, you know, I told you I go to the gym 3 times a week, and I'm not bragging. This is all the glory of God, and I do enjoy it. But, you know, I have 18-inch arms. That's not bad for a 74-year-old man. Work out, and I enjoy that. I do leg exercises, chest arm exercises. I have a trainer once a week that works with me, and he does a good job. It's very inexpensive, and I enjoy doing it. But I want to maintain my physical stamina. And for energy, what would you recommend? For more energy, what would you recommend for men? Would you recommend testosterone, maybe, something like that?
You know, testosterone is a hormone that doesn't really work very well with the body because it tends to produce liver toxicity. So, no, I would not. I would not recommend that. And I would make a combination of vitamins and mainly minerals. There are several products that they're in the market that have trace minerals. We many times come from veggies, but from veggies that come from well-sourced soils, particularly volcanic soils. But we have depleted our soils in America, so a good thing to do is to supplement, and I'd buy trace minerals, and you can give me a call, and I can tell you, but I will surely send you an email tomorrow, Pastor Butch, to tell you what products I would recommend for your particular need.
Well, I appreciate so much, especially, I'm excited to try the vitamin D for balance. Like I said, it aggravates me when, you know, I feel good. Most time I feel good. I have my back bob me somewhat, but I feel good. I want to do things.
Yep. And even the vitamin D is going to help your strength, because one of the ways how vitamin D helps balance is by making muscles stronger. So you're going to feel the difference.
Well, I'm going to start 10,000 units a day right away. I have some in there already I'm taking. I'm not taking that much. I'll just have to double up on or whatever tomorrow and make it work. And Dr. Rodriguez, there's so much more I want to talk to you about. We're running out of time, and the phone calls are slowed down. But folks, if you don't call him, you have health questions. All I can say is it's on you. It's a free phone call. And as you already heard, he's willing to help anybody he can. I mean, to tell Mike to call in tomorrow, he'd be there to speak to him. This man runs a hospital. He is a very busy individual. How to know that? I've been around him. Now, for him to take time to break bread with you at the table in the dining room in the hospital is an honor to have him do that with you. He's done it with me, and it's an honor to me to have him do that. He's the kind of man I like to be able to sit around and talk to for hours and pick his brain and just share things with. If he were closer, I'd open my home to him, and I would bring him up here and brother in Christ, just like the hold of him at 9 o'clock at West Coast time. So you call and talk to him. Ask him questions. Pick his brain. Ask him what you can do. I know most of y'all can't afford to fly down there and see him. Call and talk to him. But if you have something seriously wrong with you, I want to say this with all my heart. Please don't go to the slice, cut, and burns doctors. Talk to him first. You might be surprised what he can do to help you. Dr. Rodriguez, put down about the last 2 minutes. What do you want to say in closing?
What I want to say in closing is that when we have a body that we mentioned already is made in perfection, why don't we take full responsibility? Why don't we read our book and learn how to take care of it? Why don't we honor our body the way it needs? It's a sacred body that needs a very special care. It's not difficult, but it needs a little bit of attention. Care is a proactive verb. He's paying attention, he's taking care, he's protecting. You see, you cannot protect your body if you smoke. You cannot protect your body if you take drugs. You cannot take, you're not protecting your body if you go to bed at 4 o'clock in the morning every day. No, you protect your body by being good to your body, and your body is going to return beautiful things to you. I mean, for the glory of God.
Amen. Folks, again, 800-701-7345. Call and talk to Rodriguez, Dr. Rodriguez. Maybe if you can do it, take a trip down and see him. Get what I call tune-up. Dr. Rodriguez, I'll be in touch again in the very near future. Please, if you need me, call me anytime, okay?
I sure will.
All right, okay. God bless, my friend. Folks, I love you, and I'll be back here with you again. Maybe the Thursday afternoon office a few hours. I don't know, but I'll see you next Monday show on the radio. Have a wonderful night. Good night.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.